T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Not holding the elevator door, saying God bless you after only the first sneeze, leaving just a mouthful of juice in the container.
Our world is overflowing with savages.
Team PXY explores the fine line of acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery. It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
What a classic.
Listen, as people, we're very habitual. We get into our routines. We love our routines, right?
Oh, more than anything, yeah. Corey.
You have your go-tos. You have your go-to places that you love to go to. But yeah, I will say this seems like it might be taking it to the extreme. Today, for Savage or Sensible, had another listener reach out to us throwing their friend onto the Savage scale. I think I'm using the word friend lightly. Should probably use in quotations here. Really blasting them. Here's what they wrote. Get ready for this one. Buckle up.
Okay.
Said, hey guys.
Hey guys.
By the way, thank you for starting every single message to us with hey guys.
I really appreciate it.
You know what? It's been a second. I need to just fully dive in.
I think we should use it every day. It only took me like 4 years to make.
Yeah. I know. Okay.
Hey guys.
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 Hey guys. Hey guys.
Super quick context to that. Basically, every video on the internet starts with, hey guys, no matter
hey
what
guys.
It is.
Hey yeah. guys, so many people have been asking, literally not one no single soul yeah. in their DM, where's my skin routine from?
Right.
So guys, I'm going to share with you today.
But this listener says, hey guys.
Hey guys.
I'm sorry, but I've got to throw my friend on the Savage scale. They have one of the oddest dating routines I've ever heard of. Quite literally, it's a routine. Every single first date he goes on is exactly the same. He brings his date to the same restaurant, then to the same place for ice cream. Then if it's nice out, they go to the same place to go for a walk. And finally, he always invites them over to, in quotes, watch a movie.
Finally, always invites them. Okay. All right.
Hang on, hang on. If it's going well.
Oh.
When he revealed this to me, I couldn't believe it. I get maybe going to some of the same places, but having everything exactly the same every single time, it's straight up savage and psycho.
Totally.
So today's Savage or Sensible. Going on the exact same first date with everyone you go out with. If you want to jump in, 585-222-9800. Call or text in. Poll is up, 98pxy.com, or text in the keyboard vote. Listen, is it odd? Yes, it is. It's out there. I don't think most people probably do this, but if we're going to be fair, is it savage? Because they even alluded to a lot of people do kind of go to the same places. This person's just taking it to the next step. You agree that it's psycho, obviously. You're going savage on this.
Oh, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I only think it's like sensible and valid if this is this person's favorite things to do.
Okay.
If this is their favorite restaurant, is this their favorite ice cream place?
Mm-hmm.
Is this something that's going to be maybe a staple in their relationship? If they move forward and if they end up actually, you know, pursuing each other.
Yeah.
Because if you take someone to your favorite spot and they're just like sit there and bitch about it the whole time.
Right.
You're like, okay, this isn't my person because I love this spot more than anything. So I get that from that aspect, but it doesn't really seem like that's what this person is doing.
Yeah.
Specifically.
I think I'm going to play a little devil's advocate here. Let's think of some of the positives of this, right? There is inherently first dates especially are a little uncomfy and a little awkward. So having everything else be the same brings a little bit of normalcy to it. And maybe quite honestly, that helps with some of that anxiety.
Yeah.
Because you're going into something and you don't know what to expect. So why not control all of the aspects that you can? Like, you can't control if you're going to vibe with this person. You can't control if they're going to like you. You can't control if you're going to find them attractive. You can control the things that they are controlling, where you go, what you do, if you're the one who takes the lead and plans the date anyways. So there's that that I find interesting, just from kind of a psychological aspect of it.
Sure. But at the same time, it just kind of feels, if I were the person going on a date with this person who's so routine, I would feel kind of like our date was a little bit manufactured, or like you were just pumping it out. Like, oh, just the same thing you did with something else. It's like,
yeah.
Do you even like me that much?
Well,
do you like me that much, or do you even care that much to plan something for us?
Well, hang on a second. I think this is also a really interesting point, especially when it comes to first dates. You're trying to figure out if if you're into this person, right?
Right.
If you're looking at it, if we think of this as like a scientific experiment, when you're comparing two things, you want them to be in the same kind of situations, right? So from that, wouldn't you say that it kind of also makes sense from that aspect? Because maybe you go on a different date and you do different things and it's more about what you did than about that person. If you're truly trying to feel if you have a connection with that person, shouldn't everything kind of be the same structure? It's just something to think about. Again, this is,
I guess,
it's out there, but I'm just playing a little devil's advocate. But 222-9800. Ariel is on with us this morning. She's also voting sensible on this one.
Hi.
Why do you say sensible?
I have to actually agree with Corey here. I think that, like, if you have the same kind of a situation, you have the same person in the same spot, it's, I don't know, you guys are going to get weird results if you go like to the zoo with somebody versus if you go to the same restaurant.
Totally.
And most of the time you know the people there, and they're probably also going to know whether or not this is going really well or really bad.
The servers walk by, give you the wink. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I do find it interesting. I mean, it might it's definitely odd, but it might be kind of genius.
I want to share a story with you, too.
Yeah. Ariel, thanks for the call, by the way. You have a great rest of your day.
You, too.
Bye.
I hope you listen to the story, because it's great, Ariel.
Oh, sorry. You want to tell her, too?
I said, I want to share a story with you, too. And you're like, bye, Ariel.
I thought you were talking to me. Sorry.
That's okay.
You got to address it. Yeah, you say you, I'm going to think.
I said you, too.
Oh.
Like, you, the two of you.
Oh, T-W-O.
Yeah,
I thought you meant T-O-O. Okay. Well, there we go. She's still listening. It's fine.
All right.
Go ahead.
It's fine.
Ariel, call back if you want to weigh in on this story.
So, Operation Fireball was an article that I was reading. Basically, this guy who was taking these girls to the same place.
Okay.
Was, I think, a psychopath, but let's just for context think he's not a psychopath.
Quick breaking, Ariel is still listening. Update.
Okay.
She's still listening. She just texted it.
Thanks, Ariel. Call back if you want to weigh in. But Operation Fireball. So this guy, he was catfishing people, but this guy.
Okay, so this already seems.
Listen. This guy
was planning on murdering people.
I don't know if he did or not.
Okay.
Would take these girls, ask these girls to meet him at the same bar stool, and always ask them to order a shot of Fireball so he would know which girl they were, because he can't go up to them as him because he's catfishing them.
Uh-huh.
So this girl got the shot of Fireball, and that was his indicator. Like, oh, this is the girl you're talking to. This, you should sit. You should position yourself here to slowly integrate conversation with just a random stranger at the bar.
Uh-huh.
But the people working there have seen him do this operation so many times.
Wait, hang on. You got to get me up to speed here a little more.
Okay, what are you confused about?
So he's catfishing. So he's communicating with them, like, through text.
Yes.
Okay.
And then, he's like, I'm on my way.
Okay.
And then he's like, I got pulled over.
Okay.
And then he's like, I got in a crash.
And then he doesn't
make it. And then he never comes.
Okay.
But he's actually there.
Actually there.
But he knows because of the shot of Fireball.
Okay.
And then he sits two or three bar stools away and integrates himself in.
Okay. Again, this is drastically different.
But listen. Yeah. He does the same thing at the same restaurant every single time.
Uh-huh. Well, he's lying to them, but okay.
And the workers at a point, got so like fed up with his shenanigans that they actually ended up telling the girl. I know this is an extreme case. I get it's a safety issue.
Well, he's also lying to them about who he is and his identity.
I get that. But I'm just saying, woman to woman, like if I, and even the bartender who was a guy was like kind of sketched out about the whole thing. And she followed her into the bathroom and was like, listen, I don't know what's going on. I know that this isn't the exact same situation.
It's another great breezy analogy.
No, but listen, seriously. I know this isn't the exact same situation, but I'm saying if you're going to the same place every single time, same type of deal, eventually the workers are going to catch on and be like, listen, Sally, he was just here the other night with someone else. Because in their eyes, he just looks like a douchebag.
Well, or you're just going on a lot of dates because you're trying to find out the type of person that you should be with. Like, I think there's very, very different scenarios to compare, because in one, this man is first off lying to these women and then manipulating them into meeting him.
Sure.
I don't know. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. If you're a waitress, if you're a waiter, if you're a bartender, whatever, and you see the same person at the same, you know, going on all these dates, you probably just think, oh, they date a lot, and that's kind of like the end of it. Or I don't know, maybe I'm just not looking into it enough. I wouldn't find that alarming.
You messed with the wrong person.
I dated a lot, and I went to a lot of the same places, and it did happen where the bartenders, you know, would give me that wink like, oh, you're back.
Oh, you're back.
I did not go on the exact same routine, but like, again, you're going to have the same, what, 4, 5, 6 restaurants you like, or the same 4 or 5 bars you like. And if you go out on enough dates, you're going to be repeatedly showing up there if things don't, you know, end up working out. I don't quite follow the I see what you're trying to get at.
I'm saying that if you continue and you feel comfortable enough with these people, I'm just saying one of the servers, one of the bartenders, one of the people working in the restaurant might surprise you and quite literally blow up your spot.
Yeah.
So.
Well. Hang on.
Mix her up.
Breaking Ariel news.
She's back.
She's sexting in.
I want to tell the story to you too.
Says, Breezy has someone who has been in that kind of situation without the same kind of date she may have never known. So still sensible. Still saying sensible. What do you think? A bunch of texts coming through. Would love to hear from you. 585-222-9800. Savage or sensible? Going out on the exact same first date with everyone you go out with. I'm beginning, my devil's advocate is beginning to actually make me believe it's a sensible move. I kind of agree with this person on Facebook who just says, who cares? Sensible. Might get boring for you, though.
This person, speaking from experience, your wait staff will absolutely think you're a scumbag.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's so, nice to know.
Just saying, you might go to a place, they're hiring someone new. They're not comfortable with you.
Yeah.
The guy who keeps coming in over and over and over
again.
Here
we go.
And
slippery slope breeze.
They see him 3 times and they're like, I'm sick of this guy. I'm not keeping my mouth shut.
I'm so sick of him here coming and spending money and keeping this place afloat.
Is he paying?
With his dick.
Is he paying for everyone?
Probably. I don't know. Maybe.
I don't think
At least half.
No, I don't think
Do you hate
is.
Business? This is a great business plan. If you're a business, if you're a restaurant owner or a bartender, you should be begging us to find out who this guy is.
Sally from Bumble. She's like, I'm actually sponsored by Jeremiah's, so we're going there.
Seriously? All right. This is something to keep in mind, though. This texter. What if the places that the guy is taking all of his dates to are really nice and all of his dates start to like them too and they bring their dates there or even their friends or family? Then he's going to start seeing all the girls he had dates with at the restaurant when he's trying to date someone new.
That's a great point.
They said, that would stress me out.
That is a great point.
Oh, valid. Breezy agreeing with a potentially slippery slope?
Valid.
So I mean, it's not a guaranteed thing that happened.
Never been more sensible ever.
Okay. It's, a lot of people, by the way, are referencing a movie. They say it's this is where the guy might have found it from. The sex are going on the same date at the same place each time makes me think of the movie John Tucker Must Die. There's one character who's a waitress there, and there's a scene where every time she goes back to John's table, he has a different girl there.
Oh, yeah. And then people are saying Crazy Stupid Love, too.
Oh, is that the same kind of thing?
Have you seen that movie?
I have. Yeah, that's a good one.
So cute.
A couple more texts coming through. A couple of savage votes here. Dude needs to mix it up. Actually put some effort in.
Exactly.
Unless he plans on being a bachelor and playing the field the rest of his life. Savage. I do want to point this out. I do think people are making some assumptions.
And why? Like what? Like what?
I think that people always misconstrue if you're dating a lot that you're like screwing people over or you're trying to play them. Which is sometimes, but not always. You can't assume that. I guess I don't like the fact that it's seen as bad or wrong to go on a lot of dates. You're trying to find the person who you're literally going to spend the rest of your life with. Why wouldn't you do an extensive search?
I mean, I guess, but I think there's a very fine line.
Well, hang on. Here's the assumption. People are making the assumption, and we don't know if this is true. So to be fair, I don't think it's fair to say this. People are making the assumption that, in particular, this dude who we're talking about for the Savage or Sensible is then sleeping with all these girls and then ghosting them.
Well,
you're just assuming, but you're assuming that. You can't say that's what's happening. We simply don't know.
They go back to his house.
So we don't know. You can't definitively tell me that that's what's happening. And it's not fair to make that assumption.
I can assume whatever I want, and I'm going to...
Well, we know what happens when you assume.
Assume.
Yeah.
And put my stamp on that he is lazy. Very... very lazy.
Yeah.
Minimal effort is going into this. Mm. And to be honest, this may be even a foreshadowing of your future relationship. If he doesn't care enough to take you
again,
out on a proper first
you're
date.
You're assuming things.
How am I assuming? What? That's
okay,
the fact.
Fine. You want to play this game? Let's play this game.
How
Let's,
am I assuming?
Hang on. Let's assume that he is someone who has high anxiety and gets really, really worked up when he has first dates. And it gets in his own head. And it's an awful experience. And he has found that, hey, if I surround myself with familiar things, it makes me feel a little bit better. And I'm able to actually like function in this date. Let's assume that for a second. Why don't we assume that? What if that's the case? What's your vote?
Sure. If that's the case, I mean, I think that honesty and transparency goes a long mm-hmm. way. Like, trust me, you want to talk about dating anxiety? I literally went on a first date with the person that I ended up with currently at this point in time, who was an hour late because she stopped every 10 minutes to throw up. Trust me, I get dating anxiety. Like, it's a real thing.
She still does that, by the way, in their relationship.
But at the same time, it's like... as someone who's going on a date with you who doesn't know anything about you, that will eventually come out down the road.
No, again, you're assuming so many
things.
What
do you mean?
You don't know if they're going to reveal that ever. Why?
If you get to know someone, they're not going to tell you about their deepest fears and anxieties?
I'm going to say, hey, I brought every single girl before you to this very place. We went on the same date. Probably wouldn't reveal that.
I'm talking about their anxieties. I'm saying
yes,
if that
comes
forth later on when you guys get to know each other, I'll have more leeway.
Okay.
If that's the case, sure.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I don't really care. Like, I don't want you to put in minimal effort towards my date.
Mm-hmm.
And if you really don't care enough to plan it different than every other girl who sat in that seat before me, you're not my person.
What if it's perfectly planned? What if we think about an artist that crafts, right? Think about an artist that paints. They find...
yeah, they don't just like workshop down a factory line of 40 different paintings.
This
no, they don't.
As a bartender, I've seen guys bring dates in because it's their favorite place. And if she doesn't like it, she's a B-word and he won't bring her back.
Well, that's also what I was saying. It's like,
so then it could be sensible.
I think that...
what if it's his favorite place? Fine, you want to do what ifs?
I already said that scenario. Right. Okay. I already said that scenario like 20 minutes ago.
So you're saying it's savage if he's a scumbag who's just sleeping with girl.
I say savage... I'm going to stand my ground and keep saying savage. There are caveats that...
yeah, savage
maybe,
until proven sensible.
There may be methods to the madness. There may be methods of, I'm going to pick everything that I love to do because I'm the one that set up the date, and I think this will be a great test of if this person is my person, because if they don't like take to any of this stuff, then I know that we're not going to even have that much in common because I love all these things.
Right.
Or if you have dating anxiety and this is what feels comfortable for you, great. Every other scenario, nope, sorry, bye. See you later.
Let's go to the poll. But 98pxy.com, Savage or Sensible, going on the exact same first date with everyone you go out with. It was really close today. I'm actually very surprised.
Okay.
It's this close. 53%. That's how close it was. Say that this is...
savagery.
I'm a savage.
Except for all those other potential scenarios when it can be sensible.
The anxiety, can't do much about.
Yeah.
And then the test of... our hobbies and favorites.
Yeah.
It makes sense. All the other ones, see you later.
Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the Savage scale. More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy.